Welcome to this podcast about Ikuk fisheries and Nooshigak Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Ikuk Fisheries is a historic salmon cannery on Ikuk Spit on the eastern shore of Nooshigak Bay at Ikuk Cape, about 16 miles south-southwest of Dillingham and 1.4 miles south of Clark's Point, Alaska. Nooshigak Bay is an arm of Bristol Bay. The site was originally a Yupik settlement, first reported in 1824 by Russian accounts as Village Ekuk, and in 1828 by Friedrich Benjamin Graf von Lütke, a Russian navigator, geographer, and Arctic explorer. The name Ikuk means the last village below, referring to its position as the southernmost settlement on Nooshigak Bay. Ikuk Spit lies seaward of the steep bluffs of Ikuk Cape, which extend north and south along the bay. The cape is formed by glacial moraine and outwash deposits. The spit consists mainly of tidal and estuarine deposits. Ikuk is thought to have been a major Yupik village. After 1818, Russians employed local natives as guides navigating boats up Nooshigak Bay to the Alexandrovsk trading post. Several canneries opened on the bay between 1888 and 1889, drawing residents away from Ikuk, as did the Moravian mission at Carmel. In 1903, the North Alaska Salmon Company built a cannery at Ikuk, employing many villagers. In the 1940s, Ward's Cove Packing Company built the cannery on Ikuk Spit. At peak operation, a seasonal workforce of around 400 people resided there. A school operated in the community from 1958 to 1974. In 2002, Ward's Cove closed its salmon processing facilities, including the Ikuk plant, citing falling salmon prices and declining participation by fishers. Today, Ikuk Fisheries operates a salmon processing facility in the former Ward's Cove plant, visited seasonally by fishing families and plant workers. The community comprises fishing shacks, seasonally occupied residences, gravel roads, and a light aircraft landing strip. The cannery, at the north end of the spit, supports a set net fishery extending southward past Ikuk Bluff to Flounder Flat. Commercial and subsistence set net fisheries reach from the high tide line through the intertidal zone into the subtidal zone. The shoreline also serves as a barge access point and a source of driftwood. Coastal erosion, driven by wind waves from the west and south and by vehicle traffic on the beach, is an ongoing threat. A 2007 assessment based on aerial photographs from 1963, 1981, 1993, and 2006 found that Ikuk Bluff had eroded 125 feet between 1912 and 1981, and a further 65 feet from 1981 to 2006, at rates of 2 and 2.6 feet per year, respectively. Eroded sediment builds up the spit's cannery end while the spit's shoreline simultaneously retreats, shifting the entire shoreline east-northeast. It was estimated that the longest southward fetch was 122 miles, a mean spring tide elevation of 19.5 feet, storm surges of 10 feet, and average wave run-up of 5.4 feet. Seasonal use homes, outbuildings, drying racks, and smokehouses lie within 50 feet of the eroding shore. The access road, a warehouse, and a cemetery within 100 feet. A water storage tank about 500 feet away. The airport runway floods periodically, but faces no erosion threat. Inland residences on the highest beach ridges sit 300 to 400 feet from the shoreline. Ikuk Fisheries has installed a sheet pile steel wall around the dock that has proved effective in controlling erosion. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.